Today's Amud is Yivama Samach Vavam and Aleph. Be'ezus Hashem, we're beginning the seventh parak of Meseches Yivama. So before we begin, just a short three-part Hagdama to the Mishnah. So point number one is that besides the fact that we know a Kayin is Ladi Yitruma, the halacha is that also his kinyanim, his wife, which is considered his kinyan with regards to this, and also an eved that he acquires, they are also allowed to eat truma, which means that even if he marries a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisrael, when he marries her, she's allowed to eat truma. If the Kayin buys for himself an eved, the eved's allowed to eat truma. Besides the fact that the Kayin could eat truma, his kinyan could also eat truma. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that the halacha is that a Bas Kayin, a woman who's the daughter of a Kayin, so she's allowed to eat truma from her father if she marries a Yisrael. If a Bas Kayin marries a Yisrael, so now she has to stop eating truma. That's the halacha. Even though she's a Bas Kayin, and when the whole time she was single, she was eating truma from her father's house. Once she gets married, if she marries a Kayin, so then of course she can continue eating truma. But if she marries a Yisrael, so then she has to stop eating truma. If her husband dies, or if they get divorced, and they don't have any children, any sort of offspring together, so then she goes back to her father's house, and then she's allowed to continue eating truma. But while she's married to Yisrael, or even if the Yisrael dies or they get divorced, and they have children together, so then she is not allowed to eat truma. Only if she gets divorced, or the husband dies, and they don't have any children together, so then she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to continue eating truma. And then the third and final point is that the halacha is, just part of point number two also, is that if you have the reverse, if you have a Bas Yisrael, like we mentioned, the Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, so then she's allowed to eat truma. Then even though she wasn't allowed to eat truma when she was single, she's a Bas Yisrael, but like we mentioned before, a Kayin's Kinyan is allowed to eat truma. So even a Bas Yisrael, if she marries a Kayin, so then she's allowed to eat truma. What happens if the Kayin dies or if they get divorced? So then she has to stop eating truma unless they have any sort of offspring together. If they have children or even a grandchild, let's say the children died and they only have grandchildren together, even if the grandchild's a mamzer, we'll see in the Gemara, if they have any sort of offspring together, so then even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to continue eating truma even after her husband dies or if they get divorced. Now going on to Hakdama number three is that there are two ways a woman who let's say she already owns property before she gets married, so there's two things that she could do with it when she gets married. We've mentioned this in the past. There's two different setups that she could do with the property. One is called Nichsei Malug, and the other is called Nichsei Tzayin Barzel. In the Nichsei Malug setup, so the property remains hers, and the husband, while they're married, only has rights to the peiros. He only has rights to the profits of the assets. Now, the advantage of this kind of setup for the husband is that he doesn't take any sort of achrayis on the property, which means that if the asset goes down in value and they decide that they're going to get divorced, or if he dies and the asset went down in value, so the loss is to the wife. She does not get the money back. If it goes up in value, so then Nechanami, she'll actually get the gain. But the point is that the husband has no achrayis. If it goes down in value, he doesn't take a loss. So he gets the profits while they're married, but it remains in her possession. And therefore, whatever happens to the property, that's either her loss or her gain, but it's not his achrayis. He just gets to enjoy the profits while they're married without any sort of achrayis on the actual property. That's Nichsei Malug. The other type of setup is called Nichsei Tzayin Barzel. And this setup of Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, so the property is, the value of the property is assessed when they get married, and it's written in the Ksuba, and the husband, in the event that they get divorced, or the husband dies, so he has to pay back the woman for that exact value of what the property was worth at the time that they got married. So if it goes down in value, and it was worth $1 million, now it's worth $800,000, so he's going to have to pay the difference. He's going to have to pay her the extra $200,000. And a chanami, if it goes up in value, he'll gain. But if it goes down in value, so then he takes that loss. Because it's considered his achrayis, so it's also considered in his possession. While they're married, the property is considered in his possession. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss what's the halacha if a woman has avadim that she brings into the marriage. Let's say she brings avadim into the marriage. Some of them maybe she'll leave as nechsei malug, and some of them she'll make into nechsei tzayin barzel. So what's the halacha with the avadim, her avadim, with regards to eating truma? So without further ado, says the Mishnah like this. Says the Mishnah, that amana l'kayin gadol, and grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadiyah. Let's say you have a marriage that was a be'isser kuhuna, and almana married a kain gadol, and a grusha v'chalutza married a kain hadiyah. So in both of these, or all three of these scenarios, so the halacha is that the woman becomes a chalala. And almana marries a kain gadol, or a grusha v'chalutza married a kain hadiyah, so the woman actually becomes a chalala, and she's not allowed to eat truma, even though she's married to a kain, the marriage, the kedushin is taifes, but she's not allowed to eat truma. And we'll see the significance of this more when we get to the Gemara. So the halacha is that like this. Hechnisa lay avdei malug, if she brings an avdei malug, avdei tzayin barzel, she brings different avadim into the marriage. Some of them she leaves as avdei malug. Some of them she makes into avdei tzayin barzel. So the halacha is that the avdei malug, which are considered hers, right? Because the husband takes no achrayis. If they go down in value, it's all her loss. If they go up, it's her gain. But the point is that the husband has no achrayis. It's still considered in the woman. It's just the husband gets to take the profits. He profits from it while they're married. So, since they're considered hers, and she's a chalala, and she can't eat truma, so lo yaichlu b'truma, also the avadim cannot eat truma. That's at least one hezber that the Gemara is going to give. We'll see in the Gemara other hezberim. But the halacha is that the avdei malug that are considered hers, they are not allowed to eat truma. Avdei tzayin barzel yaichlu. However, the avdei tzayin barzel that are considered his, he has a chrayis for them. If they go down in value, he has to pay her back. So they are considered in his possession, since they're considered his, and he's kosher, he's still a kayin, so therefore, yaychlu, they are allowed to eat truma. The elu hain avdei malug, and the Mishnah speaks out for us what the difference between malug and tzayin barzel is. The following is considered avdei malug, and mesu mesu lav, and maisiru haisiru lav. By avdei malug, if the avadim die, meaning they take a loss, so she incurs the loss, it's her loss, the husband does not have to reimburse her, and if they go up in value, so then it's her gain. Afa pishu chai b'mezainaisan, even though it's true the husband is obligated to support them, he also gets the profits from them while they're married, harei elu lo yoichlu b'truma, they're considered in her possession, and therefore they are not allowed to eat truma in this kind of setup. Ve'elu ein avdei tzayin barzel, and the following is considered avdei tzayin barzel. And mesu mesu loy v'maisiru esiru loy. It's when he takes achrayis for the avadim. There's a set value that's determined when they first get married, and if the avadim die, he's going to have to reimburse her. If they go up in value, he'll gain, he'll profit from that. But it's all considered in his possession. It's his achrayis. Mamela, it's considered his. And hayav uchayv achrayusan. So since he's chayv and they're achrayis, so they're considered his. And arei elu yoichlu b'truma. In this kind of case, so they will be able to eat truma. Now the Mishnah tells us a new case, and a regular standard case of a Bas Yisrael shenisei sekayin. Now you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a kayin, beheter, no sort of isra going on, not an almana l'kayin gadol, not a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadiyah, a regular Bas Yisrael marries a kayin, so she remains kosher, she's not a chalala. So in this type of case, v'chnisa lo yavadim bein avdei malug, bein avdei tzayin barzel, re'ilu yoichlu b'truma. Any sort of avadim that she brings into the marriage, whether they're avdei malug and they're considered hers, whether they're avdei tzayin barzel and they're considered his, re'ilu yoichlu b'truma, they could eat truma. Because just like she could eat truma, so her avadim could eat truma as well, like we'll see in the Gemara, that not only could a kayin's kinyan eat truma, but the kinyan's kinyan, if the wife buys an eved, so the eved can also eat truma, even though it's not the kayin's eved, it's his wife's eved, but since the kinyan can eat truma, the kinyan's kinyan could also eat truma, the wife's avadim could also eat truma. So in this case, just like she could eat truma, so too the avadim could eat her avadim, even the avdei malug are able to eat truma. Ubas kayin shenises liyisrael, in the opposite setup, where you have a bas kayin who marries Yisrael, which like we mentioned, now she has to stop eating truma, so v'chnisa le'avadim, if she brings avadim into the marriage, bein avdei malug, bein avdei tzayin barzel, re'elu yayichlu b'truma. So none of them could eat truma, because neither of them could eat truma. The husband's Yisrael, and she's a bas kayin, but she married Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma, so therefore all avadim, whether they're considered his, like the tzayin barzel, whether they're considered hers, like the malug, they all are not able to eat truma. Now says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Reisha that when you have an Amana who marries a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha v'chalutza that marry a Kohen Hedyet, so the Avdei Malug, her Avadim, they're not allowed to eat Truma, even though she's married to a Kohen, even though she's married to a Kohen. And we said that a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, the Avdei Malug are allowed to eat Truma. In this case, where they're married, where they are married, Be'isser, an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha v'chalutza to a Kohen Hedyet, so then the Avdei Malug, her Avadim, are not allowed to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, why not? The Avdei Malug li'oichel b'truma? Is that really true? Her Avadim are not able to eat Truma? Am I? Why not? Why can't her Avadim eat Truma? The Havi kekinyanai, shekanai kinyan. It's the Kayin's kinyan that made a kinyan. Like we said, that a Bas Yisrael, who marries a Kayin, her Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. It's a kinyan's kinyan. And here too also, it's a kinyan's kinyan. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, minayin l'kayin shenasi isha v'kana Avadim. First of all, on the Kayin's kinyan itself, how do we know if a Kayin marries a woman, a Bas Yisrael? Or if the Kayin buys an Eved, she'yichlu b'truma, how do we know that the Kayin's kinyan is allowed to eat Truma? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan gaspo hu yichlu b'y. Anytime a Kayin is yikne nefesh, so the nefesh, the kinyan, is allowed to eat Truma. And how do I know that if his wife buys an Eved, or if his Eved buys an Eved, how do we know that in such a case, the Kenyan's Kenyan is able to eat Truma? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Kohen ki yikne nefesh, Kenyan kasbay, the extra word Kenyan kasbay, hu yoichel bay. We dash from Kenyan kasbay, that Kenyanai, shekana Kenyan oichel. That not only could the Kohen's Kenyan eat Truma, but the Kohen's Kenyan's Kenyan could eat Truma. So his wife's Kenyan, his Eved's Kenyan could also eat Truma. His wife's Avadim, his Avadim's Avadim, they could also eat Truma. So if so, why in the Reisha, in the case of the Amana who marries the Kohen Gadol, or the Grusha v'chalutza who married the Kohen Hedyet, why is it that the Nichsei Malug, her Avadim, are not able to eat Truma? She's the Kohen's Kenyan, her Avadim are the Kenyan's Kenyan, so they should be able to eat Truma? Says the Gemara, three terutzim. Teretz number one is the way we explained the Mishnah when we learned it, that kala eichel meichel, kol she'en eichel, eino meichel, says the Gemara klal, that only when the kinyan of the kayan is able to eat truma, only in general, when someone is able to eat truma, so that he could be the cause of someone else eating truma. But kol she'en eichel, eino meichel. Anybody who himself cannot eat truma cannot be the cause of someone else eating truma. And therefore, in this case, where the almana, where the grusha v'chalutza, where they become a halala, and they cannot eat truma, so their kinyan cannot eat truma, because they can't be the cause of someone else eating truma. It can't be that they're going to cause their kinyan to eat truma when they themselves cannot eat truma. Ask the Gemara of Eloi. Really, there's such a rule that anybody who is not able to eat truma cannot be the siba, cannot be the cause of someone else eating truma. V'harei aro v'chol atameim she'enon eichon u'machilim. The halacha is that if you have a kayin who's an aro, the kayin never got a bris mila. Let's say his brothers died from bris mila, and therefore it was considered a chashash zakana, he wasn't able to get a bris mila. Or a kayin is tame. So in both of these cases, the kayin is not able to eat truma. She'enon eichon, they're not able to eat truma. Yet the halacha is, we're going to learn, u'machilin, that if that kayin buys an eved, the eved is allowed to eat truma. So you see that even though the kayin is not eichel, he's still meichel. So how could you say that there's a rule that kol she'inu eichel einu meichel? You see by an aro v'chol atameim that they're not eichel and still they're meichel. Says the Gemara, because hasam fumayu ka'ivluhu. When you have a kain who's an aro, or a kain who's a tame, that's not something intrinsic about the kain. There's nothing intrinsic about the kain that makes him, that he's mufka from the parish of Truma. He's like someone who pumayu ka'ivluhu. He's like someone whose mouth is hurting him. He needs to go to the doctor. He needs to take some medicine. He needs to get rid of the arla. He needs to go to the mikvah and become tar, and then he could eat Truma. So he's not totally excluded from the parasha, but Mela, he could be Michael, because he's the type of person that Be'etzim could be Eichel. It's true, he needs to go to the doctor, he needs to get rid of his Arla, he needs to go to the mikvah, he needs to take care of his mouth, which is hurting him. But that's not something that's intrinsic about him. But somebody who's Be'etzim Pasul, like a Chalala, someone who's Be'etzim Mufka from the parasha of Truma, so they cannot be the cause of someone else eating Truma. That's the Klal. It's true, you found that Arul and the Tameh are not Eichel, and yet still they're Michael, but that's because the fact that they're not Eichel, we don't look at that with such significance, the fact that they're not Eichel, because they're still in the parsha, they're still in the game. Says the Gemara, but still the klal's not true. we found that a mamzer is not able to eat truma, and a mamzer is mufka b'nei ubei be'etzem, he's totally mufka from the parasha, he's not aichel truma, and yet still a mamzer is able to be machil. Where do we find that a mamzer is able to be machil? So this we mentioned in the Hakdama, Rashi speaks out the case, if you have a bas yisrael who marries a kayin. So we said that while she's married to the kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. Let's say the kayin dies, so then she has to stop eating truma, unless they have children together or any sort of offspring together. Then she's allowed to continue eating truma. So let's say she has a daughter together with the kayin, so then even if the kayin dies, she could continue eating truma. Now let's say they had a daughter together, the daughter married a mamzer. So now their kid is a mamzer. The daughter's kid is a mamzer. And then the daughter dies, and the kayin dies, so now they have no more offspring other than a grandchild who's a mamzer. The halacha is that that grandchild, even though he's a mamzer, uben ein la ayin alav, that child who's a mamzer, that grandchild who's a mamzer, is able to be the siba that the grandmother, that the Bas Yisrael, is allowed to continue eating truma. So you see that even though a mamzer is not aichel, and it's be'etzem, it's not just his mouth asserting him, he has a problem that he needs to fix. He's be'etzem, he's intrinsically someone who's possible from truma, and yet still he's able to be machil the grandmother. And so you see that there's no such rule, that kol she'eino eichel, eino machil. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina says, no, you missed the boat. Kinyan eichel ka'amar. Kinyan eichel machil. She'eino eichel, eino machil. That has nothing to do with the kinyan. But the klal that we're making is that when you have a kinyan of a kayin, so only when he's eichel, so then the kinyan's kinyan could be eichel. But if the kinyan can't be eating, so the kinyan's kinyan also can't eat truma. You can't have that the kinyan can't eat truma and that the kinyan's kinyan could eat truma. We were never seeing a rule that someone who can't eat truma can never be the siba of someone else eating truma. Avada, you have like the case of mamzer, that even though he's pasul, he's able to be the siba of his grandmother eating truma. That is true. But you never have that a kinyan of a kayin cannot eat truma, yet he could make it that his kinyan could eat truma. That you never found. That's the cloud we're making up. That's the cloud we're coming to suggest. And then that's why the amana to a kayin gadol, or the grusha of a chalutza to a kayin hedyet, that's why their avadim, the avdim ulog, are not able to eat truma. That's all explanation number one for why an amana to a kayin gadol, why her avadim, the Avdi Malug, are not allowed to eat truma, and also the Grush V'chalutza to a kind hediyat, why their Avadim are not able to eat truma. V'Rava Amar, Rava says a second explanation, that Midaraisa Mechel Achlig. That Eina Chanami, really Midaraisa? Really Midaraisa, the Kenyan's Kenyan in this case, the Avdi Malug, are really allowed to eat truma. They really could eat truma. Because just because the Kenyan's puzzle, that's not going to puzzle the Kenyan's Kenyan, even though someone cannot be Meichel, they could still be Machel. And therefore, really, the Avdi Malug in these cases could eat truma. However, V'rabbanan who degazri buhu, the Rabbanan made a gzera over here. They wanted the woman, the Amana in this case, and the Grusha of a Chalutz in this case, to really feel awkward. And they wanted, therefore, that their Avadim should not be able to eat truma, Kadesha Taimar, so that they should say to themselves that, wow, ani ein yaychales, I can't eat truma, avdi ein an aychon, and even my avadim can't eat truma, even though normally a kinyan is kinyan could eat truma, and even if I'm not aychal, I should still be able to be machil, mamers, I'm danim. So they're gonna say, wow, this is so strange. I'm not eating truma, my avadim can't eat truma, zaynehi etzlai, I'm mamers like a zayna to my husband. They should feel so awkward, hilkach asi la'afuka, so that she'll request to get divorced. And really, they're together bisser. It's not just the marriage, the getting married that was usher, they're not even allowed to stay married. So we want her to feel awkward so that she gets divorced. So that's why we say that the Kenyan's Kenyan in this case, Davde Malok cannot eat truma, so that she should feel extra awkward and decide and realize that this is not the relationship for her and she'll get divorced. Ravashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a third teretz that also midaraisa really in a chanami the avdei malug are allowed to eat truma, but gzeira shema tachil acher misa. The reason why we say that they cannot eat truma is also gzeira, because if we do allow them to eat truma, so that maybe this Amana, maybe the Grusha for Chalutza will get divorced, or maybe the husband will die, the Kayim will die, and she'll continue feeding her Avadim Truma, when really they're not allowed to eat Truma anymore. As the Gemara, Al-Me'ata, Bas Yisrael, Shanis Yisla Kayim Loitachil, Gzeir Shema Tachil Lachar Miso. That's true about any Bas Yisrael. Any Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayim, you should have the same Chashash, that maybe the Kayim's gonna die, and then the Bas Yisrael has to stop eating Truma, and she'll think that her Avadim could continue eating Truma. So this chashash exists in any case of a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayim. Why are we making this Gzeira Dafka over here by a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayim Beisr? So says the Gemara in Echanami, Elo Amar Ravashi, Ba'almana Kayhenes. Really over here we're talking specifically about an Almana or a Grusha V'Chalutza who's a Kayhenes. So she was eating Truma before she got married, and therefore Da'asila Ruye, she's gonna come to be Mayra Heter for herself, and she's gonna say like this, not Mayra Heter like make an excuse, but she's gonna come to assume the following halacha. She'll come to Paskin for herself, assuming the following halacha is true, that Meikara Achli Betruma Debeinasha, that originally I was eating the Truma of my father's house. I'm a Kayenes, I'm a Bas Kayen. In Sevele Lahai Achli Betruma de Gavrai. I got married to this man, so now I'm feeding the truma of my husband. Vahashta, so now that my husband died, so hadrili the milse kamaisas, now I go back to my original state, that I could feed my avadim, truma for my father. Vulayadan, she's not gonna realize that no, demeikara, leishavisa lenafsha chalala, that originally she wasn't a chalala, and that's why she was able to take the truma from her father. But hashta, shavisa lenafsha chalala, and therefore she becomes asr from the truma, and then she cannot feed her avadim truma. So that's why specifically over here we have this gzeira that maybe she'll continue feeding her avadim truma after her husband dies. Specifically over here when we're talking about an amana who's a kehenes. Well, says the Gemara, fine, well that will work by an amana who's a kehenes, by a grusha v'chalutza that's a kehenes. Tenach amana kehenes, amana bas yisro ma'ikal meimar. The mission doesn't say that this halacha is true only by an amana kehenes. It sounds like this halacha is true across the board. So why would this halacha be true about an amana who's a bas yisro? This ain't a chanami. You gave a good sfara why this should apply to an amana who's a kehenes, but why is this true across the board? To which the Gemara answers that loy pligi rabbanan, that ain't a chanami, ba'amanuso loy pligi rabbanan, that really ain't a chanami, it only is shaykh, the chashash by an amana, who's a kehenes, but it's also loy plug, so they made this gezeira by any sort of amana who marries a kohen gadol.